Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in the replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation, and congratulations for being here. As always, make sure that if you are physically capable, you begin your meditation from a stand-up posture, with your eyes closed, your hands, your arms free to your sides. And you are listening, you're relaxed. And you're listening to the energy. Listening to your body. Listening to your thoughts. Beautiful. And just let it happen. Let it guide you. We begin, as always, with self-regulation. It is something that cannot be spoken of. It's so powerful, as it is the power within. The already existing knowledge, something that we're constantly connected to be able to continue the rejuvenation process, as well as supporting our growth, and this depending on, of course, whether we are still children, and our growth has to do with development of the body, or we are already adults, and our growth has to do in growing our awareness, as well as making sure that our body continues to respond to this new awareness, and continues to rejuvenate itself and stay young and youthful. In its rejuvenation and healing process that happens in what we call basic survival. So those are the steps that our inner system knows and takes. And self-regulation is one of those steps. Beautiful. Just relax into your postures and movements. They're natural. They're powerful. And they're absolutely necessary. And what we find that even if people don't understand or know energy, self-regulation is something that happens often at night, and it also something that happens even during the day in their involuntary movements or involuntary sounds or involuntary expressions. We may look at it as strange or something we may want to go away, but those are natural movements of parts of the self-regulatory system. The obvious advantage that we have by being here today is that we understand all this, we understand the power of self-regulation, and we enhance that process at will. But not only that, we enhance the process of self-regulation for or at the level of survival, we also add inner keys, we add the mindsets, the concept of the mindset and the energy, of course, that we are doing it with, to allow us to be become there. The rightful owners of our own life, as opposed to maybe just always be lost in a reactive state and always depend on somebody else's decisions. Direction. Suddenly we have the responsibility of making our own choices available for us. And I'm saying responsibility because if we don't make our own choices, if we are unable to choose, we will never be happy or healthy, not emotionally, not physically. It's kind of funny, but that's how it works. Even from the days that we were children, we need to be making choices to be happy and healthy and grow properly. If we're taking that away, we don't grow up well. Okay. So what are we up to today? We continue our mindsets today. We continue our mindsets, and we're going to add an element in the mindsets that is probably the element that is mostly on our minds, and we may or may not recognize it as such. It is the element of time. So we're going to begin a whole new series of mindsets that have to do with time and our understanding of time, loss of time, gain of time, past, present, future, time that has to do with aging, time and reincarnation, end of time, new time. All those things we're going to cover in our next few weeks or months that we will be here together. Kind of empowering every moment in our life by better understanding time and better utilizing that understanding in our meditation. Beautiful. The energy is exceptional today. And what we need to understand first and pay attention to is that energy is outside of time. The energy that we are working with is outside of time, and this is why it has so much power. And very often the mindsets all the mindsets that we are working with, the dynamic mindsets, are conditioning us to understand all things within time. And if we understand all things within time, we can get disappointed very easily because we somehow attach ourselves to a timeline. The moment we recognize that energy is outside of time, we recognize that every moment counts. Every moment actually counts. Every moment counts much more than we thought it does. Because we can do so much more with it than we thought we could. Therefore, it's worth making an effort to live today, to experience today. To really make your best at this moment. Simply because there's so much hidden that can be revealed today, it would be such a waste to lose it. Bigger than a linear time can show. Relax into your postures and movements. And today, just one mindset, one dynamic mindset that energy is outside of time. Energy is outside of time. Especially the energy we are talking about, the energy that we are able to awaken inside of us with our very special tools that we are learning here, with the very special mindset that we have developed and continuing to develop and apply. Nothing is of a loss. Nothing is perfect. But nothing is a loss, and the energy is outside of time. relax into your postures, into your movements. Let it take you. Allow your mind to take you to the past. Allow it to take you to the future. Allow it to stay in the present. Just free yourself. Allow it to be. Without thought, if that's what it chooses. Let's relax. Relax from the head down. Head and the neck first. And the shoulders. And the back. And the chest. Now the lower back. The legs and feet. Beautiful. think one of the biggest fears, and maybe biggest beliefs, bigger than anything else, is around time, the loss of it. The end of it. We have somehow made time into our gods. We worship it on our phones, on our wrists, in our cars, in our television sets, on our kitchen devices, in everything we build. One thing that comes with is a clock, a measurement of time. And as we have made time almost holy, and we worship it, and we are afraid of it, and we must, of course, learn how to use it in our advantage, as opposed to make it big brother, you know, always standing above us and watching us. So this is the reason we will take on time, and we will make it our friend. We will make it our, we'll attempt to anyway. And it is because we have this incredible advantage of recognizing the energy, of letting it work through us and raising our awareness above the concept of time, bringing us back to the place where we are, have our own power again and not giving it away to time. Doing very well. Beautiful energy today. Seemingly simple concept of time that we face every single day, we will now take our time and claim our life back. from the unhealthy attachment to a healthy recognition and realization of how can time work in our favor, how can the concept can be again our friend. Today, the mindset is simple. Energy is outside of time. Very simple. Once we recognize that, everything else is becoming quite obvious. I want to thank you for being here today. Very powerful energy. I appreciate your contribution. Until next time. Embody, internalize, and take it into your day. My name is Eric Feldman, and this is our Daily Karma, daily and morning meditation. If you have a few more moments, please stay with this energy. Otherwise, we will speak and see you soon. As we will continue our self-discovery through recognition of time and the mindsets of time. Until next time. Bye-bye.